welcome to Experience Gills.
Oh, mate, that's dark. What's going on here?
Well, we're looking at the most grimdark of grimdark franchises, and that is Warhammer 40K. And specifically, we're looking at Warhammer 40K Mechanicus, which is just about coming out now on consoles after being on PC for some time. Brought to us by Bulwark Games and another studio called Casado Games. And basically, this is the latest Warhammer game in what I can only describe as a tidal wave of Warhammer games. That a few years ago, Games Workshop were quite precious with their license. And if you look at big franchises like, I don't know, Star Wars or whatever, usually when they open them up to video game production, they kind of pick a studio, don't they? They pick a publisher or a developer, and they go, hey, you guys are going to make our games, right? That's like every license you can imagine does it like this, pretty much. Except the Games Workshop boys and Warhammer, where they've just kind of opened it up to anybody with an idea to pitch them that's half decent has made a video game in the last sort of like eight or so years. Like, and there are so many. There's like four or five or six maybe already on this generation of console. There's even more, probably twice that on PC. They're absolutely inundated with it. I think that's kind of fascinating that none of them that I've played have been terrible. But many of them have been unremarkable. Like there's Chaos Bane, for example, which is a Diablo ripoff on console, and it's fine and it works as an ARPG. There's Inquisitor, which is a Warhammer 40K kind of one, which is also on console, which is a lot like Diablo. It's an action RPG, top down, lots of gore, lots of shooting. That's fun. And what we've got here with Mechanicus is a kind of XCOM derivative, and it's not bad, and it does some things that are unique. And it is set in a kind of the more interesting element of 40K. Now, what do you know, Richard, about 40K and the universe of Warhammer in the big future Imperium setting? Do you know anything about it at all, or have you only ever just touched around the periphery?
Don't tell anyone I've done that, but yes, I have touched around the periphery. And I don't know a great deal, so I dabbled in it a little bit as a kid, mainly just to paint the figures and stuff, you know. But I don't know loads about it. I just quite like the aesthetic of Warhammer stuff.
Yeah, same.
Pretty cool.
Absolutely. I never had the patience for the figures, because I remember as a kid walking into Games Workshop and seeing these amazing figurines looking incredible, and then you buy them and they look like shit and you have to paint them yourself. And when you try and paint them yourself, you can't. And mine were always either black or red, monochromatic basically. They'd be one colour or nothing. That's basically as far as I'd get with it. And I've got some friends who really got into it and are very, very good model painters and have made some amazing looking figurines. It's just not my area of ability. But like you said, the aesthetic, the universe, I find really compelling. So I'll often jump in with some enthusiasm and check out the video games, because it is a very distinct grimdark science fiction setting that we have here with 40K. Basically, it's this sort of extrapolated from a kind of a Roman Empire concept out into the God Emperor. And then, you know, these guys in Mechanicus, you play as the tech priests. So you're this kind of mixture of high technology, futuristic ability, but also you're dogmatic and you're like constrained by like religious ideology as well. And it's quite an interesting setting. And what I liked about this, there is a lot of lore, there is a lot of dialogue and like written cutscenes between the missions, and it's all been written by one of the authors who actually writes the novels for the Black Library, which are the official books in the Warhammer universe. And you can tell it's not just thrown together by developers. You can tell there is some actual writing ability in here, and it actually does a really good job of throwing you into the universe. And trust me, it doesn't hold your hand. You're not explained everything. Actually, you barely explained anything, and you kind of had to just glean a lot through context. And it's full of like made up words and made up terms, and you know, that really helps couch you in that world. And while it's bewildering, it's also kind of exciting and it's mysterious. And you're basically in Mechanicus, you've gone to this world, something's going on with the universe and it's all falling apart, and you're basically on this planet trying to deal with these like machine race that are resurrecting and that are gonna like mess you up with their high tech, and you have to stop them getting off the planet. And it's kind of your goal as these tech priests to contain this heretical technology, which is brilliant. Like, it's mad. What a cool setting. Really, really good fun. And the gameplay, like I mentioned earlier, is this XCOM derivative. So it's turn-based, it's action point-based. There's no like Overwatch mechanic in this because it's a bit stripped back. But at the same time, there are elements that do feel unique. Like, you don't know, for example, how effective the enemy is. You have to, like, how many health points they have. You have to scan them by sending out these little floating skulls, which are these servitors which go out and, like, scan things and can interact with things on the map around you. And you're basically, like, leading a squad which will consist of a certain number of tech priests, but then also kind of, like, cannon fodder enemies. And it's interesting because that's a very Warhammer thing, is that there are the important dudes, which you need to keep alive, and then there's the expendable fodder, and your own men that you just don't give a shit about, that you can basically create infinite amounts of and just throw at the enemy just to clog them up until your main heavy hitters can get in. And that, in this case, it's tech priests. Sometimes that might be space marines and things like that. But basically, everybody else is just expendable in this universe and treated like shit because of it.
Is that the same sort of deal on both sides then? Because I'm just coming at this from the last Warhammer game I played was Space Hulk Tactics, and that's very much an asymmetric game where you've got a finite amount of space marines, and then the opposing side is, like you say, almost infinite gene stealers spilling out of the walls. So it's a different playstyle on each side.
It is a different playstyle, but actually this is more like on the good guy side you have expendable forces.
Yeah,
so it's because there's a lot of different shit going on in the Warhammer 40k universe. So, like, the tech priests aren't space marines, but they're, like, powerful in their own way. So one of the cool things in this game is that you can really customize your tech priests. So they're sort of randomly generated, but you then get to, like, really build them out down various different skill paths. They may be focused on damage dealing. They may be focused on, like, Xeno understanding of the enemies or the doctrines and stuff that you're dealing with. And you can therefore really put them down specialized routes and level them up as you go, and they get more and more powerful, and they're like your units that you care about, like they're like your squad mates in XCOM. But, you know, in addition to that, you have this, part of the cohort are these expendable enemies, which you actually will get like action points for them when they get killed. You actually get like a buff from it, like they're just good for getting murdered. And it's like you're learning. You're basically, the justification is you learn more about the enemy's abilities when they die based on how they are killed. Therefore, you get knowledge, which you can then use as like the currency in the missions to actually do more effective attacks and do things like that. So it's really messed up, but it's a unique mechanic and it works very well within the 40k universe. Like I said, there's this very kind of... I could barely explain to you the overarching plot because I don't think I understand it. Like, I'm sure if you're a massive Warhammer guy that you're really into this, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, it's this, that. Oh, that makes perfect sense. But, you know, on this planet, you know, there's a couple of layers to the way the gameplay works. So I've mentioned there's the kind of obfuscated customization element in which you're, like, you know, building out the team, building out the squad, giving them abilities, giving them powers. You then obviously have the direct XCOM gameplay type stuff, which is the turn-based combat. And then in addition to that, you have, like, an overmap, which are these tombs and stuff under the planet's surface which you're moving around. So you're choosing which rooms your guys are going into, you're discovering stuff, you're discovering artifacts. And then it's like you have a multiple choice thing of how do you deal with the things you discover. So there's like, are you going to be pious and down the doctrine route? Are you just going to blow it up or set fire to it with a flamethrower? Are you going to calmly and patiently explore it and try and understand it? And all of that will give you different responses and reactions which will affect the game in various ways. You might get extra currency for customization, you might get penalized, and that comes in this alert level thing where as you take more time to explore the tombs, the enemies become more aware that you're there, therefore they get maybe increase in number or increase in ability. So, you know, it's a risk reward situation, or maybe you'll just get penalized with like a damage sort of attack on some of your units. And as you are going through these tombs, you have your health points progress between each encounter. So once you're out, everything goes back to normal. But you also have this idea that, you know, you've got 12 health points, you're down to 10, down to 7, and you're carrying that into each combat encounter. So there is this idea that you need to try and maintain your readiness and your ability. So you might not want to explore everything because it's a risk reward situation, because you could go into a room, take some damage, which you'll then carry into a more important fight, which you might then subsequently lose because you weren't prepared properly. So there's some nice mechanics at play here. There's some interesting interactive between the systems, which I thought was kind of impressive. And a bit deeper than I expected at first blush. When I first started playing this game on tutorial modes and stuff like that, this seemed very simplistic XCOM, but actually once you get into it, there's a lot more going on, and it's actually quite a challenging experience. And I was actually enjoying myself in spite of not really knowing anything about what was going on.
Well, I don't know if I've got any questions for you, Ben, because it sounds as you've played a fair bit of it and it's almost impenetrable to you beyond, you know, how you've engaged with it and you've enjoyed it. I don't know. Can you compare it to any other? Did you play Space Hulk?
Yeah, I played Space Hulk Tactics, which is that it's much sort of slower in a way than this game, because that is turn-based as well.
Yeah.
And you're going, but the environments are much more like funneled and tight, which is a fun gameplay experience in this in itself. But this is a bit more open. It's a bit more, like I said, like XCOM, but the rounds that can be played, you know, very aggressively and very quickly, whereas in Space Hulk Tactics you're much more about, you know, covering lanes of fire and like protecting your flanks, aren't you, and sort of it's almost defensive in its play style, whereas this is much more offensive. They do have some comparison. I think they're both good games in their own right, like I said, but this one gives you a lot more customization and a lot more freedom to really choose your own way through it. Like I said, there's a lot of narrative in this game, and at times it almost feels like a choose your own adventure game. You've got like loads of dialogue, you've got these multiple sort of tech priest commanders as like the story givers, and they all interact with each other and they all like debating with each other, and they all give you different missions as well. So they're the mission givers, so you can pick what missions to do in what order from these different commanders, and like one's the super religious guy, the pious one, and then the other one's the super science guy, and then one's like the main military commander, and they've all got kind of different strengths and weaknesses, and therefore the missions give you different types of rewards as well based on who you go with. So there's a lot of flexibility as to how you approach the game, which is pretty cool actually. And one thing I mentioned is that we're reviewing the console edition here, and I think actually the control mapping to the controllers, obviously this is predominantly, you can tell it comes from a PC developer perspective, but yeah, I think the console port is decent. You know, it's not perfect. It did take me a little bit of getting used to with the controls sometimes. I found that the weirdest thing for me is in an XCOM game, generally when you move and have an ability to shoot, you'll get a big button that's like, do you want to attack? In this game, you have to push the right trigger, which brings up the sub-menu of your kind of character that you currently have selected. And that character might have a melee weapon, he might have a couple of ranged weapons, it depends on your loadout. But then you need to then sort of pick the specific weapon you want to try and attack with. It will then give you the chances of hit and stuff, and the ability and the damage types of what you can do with that weapon. It's not It's not just like you have one gun. Like in XCOM, you have your gun, and that's what you're attacking with. In this, you have much more varied loadouts. So you've got various abilities and tech you can use, and weapons and melee and range. And it all depends on how you spec your character out. Like I spec'd out my tech priest. I had a very dedicated ranged damage dealing character. He didn't have any melee attacks. So I was all about, you know, keeping enemies at range. And you actually, interesting, when you get too close to an enemy, you can't use ranged weapons, so you have to use melee. So you haven't, if you haven't built a character for that, you have to really, you know, get stuck, and you have to maneuver them away and maybe try and kite them into the melee weapon using characters and stuff like that. So there's a lot of depth here. There's a lot of depth, a lot of customization, and a lot of flexibility as to how you approach the game. And I was quite impressed with all of that. And that, like I said, cool. it's I think the lore stuff will be super rewarding and engaging to anyone that's massively into 40k, because I know this side of it is compelling. You know, you've got the Space Marine side, you've got the Inquisitor side, and then you've got the Tech Priest side. So there's lots going on with the Tech Priest stuff here, and I don't think it's ever really been touched upon before in a video game form, so I think there'll be some real fans of what they're doing here.
Is this multiplayer as well?
I didn't see any multiplayer, no.
Okay. Well, fingers crossed there's something in there, that would be cool, but sounds like they've done a good job then, even though they are scattering their development to every developer that could possibly come out of the cracks, by the sounds of it.
Basically, yes. Yeah. I think it's a case of the shotgun approach, you know, if you...
They're happy to roll the dice, as it were.
Yes, absolutely. Right, so that's another episode of Experience Kills. I hope you've enjoyed listening to us talk about Warhammer 40k Mechanicus, which is out now if you're listening or watching this video on basically all the console platforms and PC. Until next time, we have been Experienced Kills. I've been Ben. You can find me at DIYE on Twitter. You can find Richard at Colonel Red on Twitter. You can find us in general as the Gestalt at Experience Kills on Twitter. In other places you might find our cohort is of course on the YouTube channel, so please give us a like and subscribe on there. That is all we ask for. It means a lot to us and really helps get our videos out to the masses. And you can also listen to all of these as podcasts instead of watching the video form if you don't have time to watch the video, and those can be found on iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere a good podcast can be found. So until next time, Richard, let's suit up and go kill us some heretical machines.
No, nothing from Richard on that one. Just silence.
I thought you were summing up. I don't know what you wanted to say. Should I do a, like a bang bang or something?
I don't know. It's just off the cuff, man. Like, roll with it, baby.
Okay, bang bang. There you go. He'd be dead. Bye.